Training Camp Central is powered by XFIT.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer with you from Bears Training Camp and a camp breakdown segment on the offensive line, Tom's favorite spot. And why not? It is the essence of football. And we will dig into this because there are familiar faces, but some in new places or old places, given the scenario with Kyle Long moving back from right tackle to right guard. Three-time Pro Bowler at that position. But if you look at it in the real essence of it, it's four new spots. And one guy left over at left tackle in Charles Leno Jr. So there's a chemistry thing going on here. How do you see that all playing out with these guys?
Well, when you look at four new spots, guys that are new to the team. You know, Bobby Massey has a history of playing right tackle. Then you have Ted Larson has a history of playing on the interior, both at guard and center. Hronus Grissou is a center by trade. And then you got the development and the draft of Cody Whitehair. And you got Chuck Leno over there at the left tackle position. So I do think Coach Dave Magazoo does a great job of settling talent in where they should be, they should play. And then what are their contributions going to be outside of their position? So I like where they're at day one with the five guys that you've been able to mention. And I like the fact that they have some experience depth here to develop as the season moves on. And again, you talk about making Kyle Long and back to the right guard position, it strengthens your entire interior of your offensive line.
What are your expectations of him at that position?
I expect him to go back to the Pro Bowl. I expect him to be a better player than he was 2 years ago at offensive guard, even though he played offensive tackle last year and did go to the Pro Bowl. But I think the sky is the limit for Kyle Long. You look at his interior strength, his ability to make the center position and the right tackle position better, and those are things that are really an asset to this football team, because you want a player that you make sure that can dominate an interior defensive lineman when you do come upon him.
In terms of Bobby Massey, I think that brings another aspect of toughness. He is a tough guy. He plays the game on a nasty disposition, same way Kyle does, and they really enjoy the suggestion that the two of them together on that right side of the line is going to be a good thing. I think their chemistry is going to be pretty quickly forged because of their personalities.
Exactly. You know, one thing about Bobby Massey, he brings a lot of length with him. He is a long offensive tackle. And when you watch him go through his paces in training camp when they went to full pads, if he does get himself out of position for an instant, he's able to recover because of his length. He's got creative feet. And then you start putting Kyle Long next to him, who's also a long offensive guard. You talk about a big offensive right-hand side.
Would it be safe to say that this is a very athletic group across the board, potentially? But if you just focus on the five guys right now that are competing for those number one jobs and are the leaders in the clubhouse, so to speak, athletic and will be able to get out and help that running game in a variety of ways for Dowell Loggins calling plays.
Yeah, I do. I think their offensive line is capable of doing anything. If they have to get out to the edge and have pulling offensive linemen, they can do it across the board. They can get off the line of scrimmage with some force. The nice thing to see is Hronus Grissou brought some size back with him.
Yes.
He finished the season below 300 last year. Now he's above the 300 limit. He's got size and he's got strength.
Keep an eye also on the recovering Amini Silatolu. He had an ACL injury last year, but a former second-round pick. He's going to get a crack at that inside job as well at guard. All right, that's wrapping up offensive line. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching, and keep it here on ChicagoBears.com for more of Training Camp 2016. Thanks for watching.